upon these critical issues which relate to Chometz, which Goy owns, which we own, which he owns. We left off yesterday with a rush about the Goy who delivered Chometz on Erev Pesach. On the last day of Pesach, an hour before Yom Tov is over. Oh, he knows how much you really want to have your bread afterwards, or your Cheerios. He dumps it in front of your door. So we had a case which you say, I don't want it. I don't want my chazit to be kona for me, the Rosh Simon Dalet. I don't want it. All right, the Rosh Simon says it one more time. Nochi shemevi yisrael dorma vatsi Pesach, son of Erev, v'mnicha v'bais, v'yomo, yisrael. Ein rota shikmo rishus. I don't want my rishus to be kona. Gvaldik. Let's see how it plays out in the Shulchan Aruch, because it's very important, as I mentioned to you yesterday, see how it plays out. Please turn, if you don't mind, open up your Mishnah Berurah. Siv Beis, Ben Mefurish, Tav Mem Ches, Siv Beis. I told you, Tav Mem Ches is a very important simon, and we'll see it relates to other simonim too, but that's the main simon that we're learning right now. And again, if you can bring me on Sunday, a regular Shulchan Aruch also, with Mogan Avram, etc., it'll be very helpful. Tav Mem Ches is Beis. In the Eino Yehudi, maybe the Yisrael Doron Chometz Yom Apanchel Pesach Leikablenu Hay Yisrael. Began Lo Yehnika Mitoch Ma'isav Shechovitz Bo. The Tov. She Yomar She Enarota She Yikla Rishusa. The Tov. The Rosh didn't use the word the Tov. The Rosh said, "Say it," implying that you really have to say it. Yomar Yisrael. He really toned down in the Mechaba. The Tov She Yomar. It's good. I mean, it would be an absolute sine qua non. You can also without it. The Tov says the Mishnah Berurah in analyzing this question, whether it's you must say it, you don't have to say it, it's just the Chatchila. Take a look over here, if you will, in the Mishnah Berurah Sipkot and Vav. The Tov Shiyom. Hain. After Mitzad Adin, Afilim Bistam and Amishari, who wants Chometz? Mikomak on the Rafa, the Mil Shiyom, Beferish, Shene Rotsu, the Chula. Ufa opens there, his critical. If you say it beferish, afilu imara lo mokom lanicho shari. I mentioned this to you yesterday. UPS comes to your door with a box of cookies that you ordered 6 months ago, and they walk in middle of Pesach. You know Murphy's Law, and it goes wrong, right? So you say you can't put it down, but I don't want my courtyard or my house or my whatever to be called upon. The tzarach lizara. Besides that. Lichbos all of kli out of Erev. It was Shabbos Yom. Got to put a kli like if you from Motzah Chometz Beiso. Afi on the Achron, even Achron. Elam can aviyu b'yom tov Achron tzama l'chashechas. So close. Cholamoy yarek a mechitza. Ten tvachim. Sugis in the first parak. So this is what's quoted over here in the Mishnah Berurah. Rabosai sif katan vav. The impression conveyed that if you didn't tell him put it down. Put it down, then it's not so necessary to say, you know, Amy wrote my chota should become. That's what it means. That's the impression. Again, since it becomes in your mail, you put it down there. You don't have to say anything to make it rid of it. You never told him to put it there. But if you told him to UPS guy, please put it down, then you really must say this expression. But again, one more time to the issue of Bechiras Chometz as an institution as we have it. I just want to. One more time, because we've done it a few times already. The Rosh. Let's take a look at Rabosa. That's Rosh. It's important to see inside. What does the Rosh say over here? The Rosh quotes the Tosefta. Mamash, the line just before. We spent a lot of time discussing Tosefta. Perek Vav, Perek Beis, Aloch Avav, Aloch Azayin, Teferet Shmuel, I thought about the Gra, all these things. Now, the honest truth is, when I read it for the first time, I did not interpret like the Tiferet Shmuel. Ash the lokech lo and the kach from me. That's how the Tiferet Shmuel said. That's how the gross bo made me bo. I meant he's going to buy from the marketplace. That's what I thought it meant. He's going to buy from the marketplace. As a matter of fact, that's how the Mishnah Berurah understood it. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah over here. Simon Tuf Mem Ches. Please take a look. This is over here in Sif Dalit. Rasha Yisrael, Omer and Yehudi, B'shoch Hamishas, Olkodem, Ashton, Dokeh, Chometz, Ramon, Akach, Masayim, Shemet, Starb, Yekachem, Chash, Har, Pesach. What does that mean? Chom Beitz. Rotzal Omer. Shikach, Chometz, Har, B'sach, Masayim. Something's coming from the street. Af al pi sheinu torach el lokech alam b'mona. Why? Shekish she etz darech achar pesach ekochenim imcha. But the chorevach al kol asach. I'll give you a profit. So the more you buy, the more profit you're going to get. It's not buying from me. You're buying from the marketplace. That's the pasuk pshat in this Mishnah Berurah based upon the Bach. Yes.
If that's what the Tosefta means, then wouldn't it be? If the Tosefta means that the Jew is selling his chametz to the goy, wouldn't that be the same thing as the earlier, as the Tosefta right before with when they're on the ship?
Yeah, well, it was on the ship. There were two cases. You know, it was unclear. First of all, the case of mecher, and the case of matan, right? In the case of mecher, it doesn't say beferish that you're going to buy it back. I mean, I'm just trying to be honest over here. I'm a big fan of Mechiras Chametz, but at the same time, I have to be honest. I still have no clear precedent from Shas or Tosefta that such an institution exists. Because they can read a Tosefta three cases. A Mechira for good, a Matana, you get back a Matana, or he's buying from the Shuk. Yes.
Also, if that's what the Tosefta means, what's the Havimina that he wouldn't be able to talk about?
The Havimina is... No question. It's going to be a different case. I don't have to know what the Havamina is. This is what I think. Again, it's not completely clear to me that such a precedent exists. As a matter of fact, if you look at Sivkot and Chav Gimel, Shema Tzarech and Chulet, Vachrodim Kosel, the Rashoi Afilu Laftia, Sheyach Zavik, Nevi Menavi Dela Reva. You can even promise it. Who said so? El Yerav Matu, the Begraz, the Bekorchaim. Where'd that come from? Where'd that come from? I would say Shema means the other way around. Maybe I'll buy it. Maybe. And notice the sleight of hand over here. What does Yahzer mean? Ah! Who knows Hebrew? What does Yahzer mean?
You will return
to buy it. You return. Who are you? You're not a member of the whole discussion. This line sounds like you're buying it. Again, the Shmuel's case. That the guy is buying it from you, and you're going to go back and buy it from him. That's what it sounded like in the previous Sivkot. Just make nuance of it. You have to look up the original sources, if you wish, in the Eliyahu Rabbah, Matthew, the Graz, and the Mekor HaChaim. Some of these sources are very open to us. The one I have in front of me is the Mekor HaChaim. So I'll give it to you. I don't have I have access to Eliyahu Rabbah and the Graz. Matthew, I don't have that. But you can look there too. But let's just read it from the Mekor HaChaim, since that's where the which the Brew is quoting from. V'rashoy afilu laftichu sheyachzor v'yikneu v'yitan l'revach. So how do you learn the first part? How do you learn the mechaber? Atash l'okeh chometz v'monach. Where? For me or from somebody else? Again, the pressure from here means for me. That is the Feresh Shmuel. Not because the word yachzor makes that impression. But mechav beis, the Mishnah Berurah didn't quite say that. You get chometz harei from where? From where? He's saying he's going to the marketplace. But the rabbi said, let's be honest. Can we be honest? If he's buying from me, he doesn't need anything. He's just doing me a favor, he said yesterday. If he's buying from the market, he needs to take $100 of cheerios, and then he's buying $20 of cheerios. So to say that he's buying from me extra, more than he really needs, is almost disingenuous. Too strong. Pharmacy. Okay, so this is a little bit tricky over here, which way it really goes. But as far as where do you get it from, where does it come from? Who said? If you take a look at Rabosai and the various poskim, there's some who disagree. They disagree. I saw in the Sefer Mechiras Chometz Kilchos, the very beginning, he has beautiful, beautiful few opening prokim. And just in the very beginning of the Sefer page, Yud Beis, he says, "Oslaftiach lahedrin." You're not allowed to. Who said so? He calls Yosef Ometz. Hagol shopes of birchas hashir. It's by the same author as Morgan Elof, the Ayale Plotzko. He says, "No, no, you can't do that." Who said you can promise him? He says in Shema the Tosef says, "Maybe." The problem is the two are the different gersim. The two other different gears. The two other gears is not Shema, but She. Big difference. She Ekochem. Big difference in She and Shema. Tremendous difference. So, I don't promise my guy anything. I say, John, you know, if you're willing to sell it back to me, we can negotiate. You know, in the past I've done it. I don't want to give any promises because I'm afraid to run afoul of these poskim. I don't promise him. I don't give him profit either, as a matter of fact. I told you my profit is he makes one sale of a house in Riverdale, that's enough profit than more than any rabbi gave any other goy in history since Har Sinai. The 7% they get of a Riverdale house. So anyway, okay. So let's go a little bit further. We're still trying to make our way through this sefer, through the Mishnah Berurah. Chav Dalet. What's Chav Dalet? The Mechaber says, "Avaloyim kolo v'loyitano al tnai." The Mosa came, whereas all by Mosa. That's a very harsh statement. That's exceedingly harsh. How can you make such a statement? What if there's a kiyum atnai? How can the Mechaber say such a thing? The Mechaber should say, "Don't do it, lest the tnai remain unfulfilled." In which case, maybe it will be fulfilled. What's such a harsh language? Let's read the Mishnah Berurah together, okay? Sikotin, Chav, Dal. Altanai, Mayrish, Omer, Belashan, Im. Dahainu, Im, Tasa, Dava, Ploni, Betocha, Pesach. Or the Akra, Pesach. Hechomet, Nasim, Lechol, Mochalacha. Oh, that is a disaster. A disaster. When did we learn Gittin, this Yeshiva? How many years ago was that?
2 years
ago? So we don't get me on the two kinds of tonight. Im, and what else?
Amanas,
which is really kolom amanas ka'omer me'aksha. Me'aksha is retroactive, and im is only after. That's what he did over here. Made a tonight of im. So the sale will only take effect when the condition is fulfilled. Condition is fulfilled that the Pesach comes in, and Easter gomer by all by a motzi. That's what it means. Okay. Because ma'aksha the sky ma'tanai adayin and achamas ma'aksha benos. But he says, "Me'achshav, yeah." Then it's okay. It's a chumah d'chametz. Because we're afraid that what? We're afraid that you're not gonna fulfill it tonight. This is the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sivkaton, Rabosai Sivkaton, Chav Dalet, Chav Dalet. Interesting, fascinating. What do you see? This tells you to look back on Siv Gimel. Let's look back and keep one hand here. And one that went back in Siv Gimel, please. The beginning of Siv Gimel. Tough Memkes. What does it say at the beginning of Siv Gimel? It says as follows. Middle of Siv Gimel. He says, "Uvat shi'itnela b'matana gemura b'lishum t'nai. B'lishum t'nai." Right? He refers back over here in Sivkot M'chav Dalid. What's he saying? Churma de chametz. If you look over here in Sivkot and Tezayim, Lishim Tanai, the Shema Yavar Anachu Yala Tanai, V'tibot Ala Matana Ala Mafreya, V'yavar Ba Yiro, I understand that. U'kino L'kamon V'siv Dalet. Whoa, wait a minute. L'kamon Siv Dalet, he just got to saying it's referring to a Tanai of him. So it must be no. He means a second shot. It's not a Tanai of him. It's a Tanai of Me'achshav. Me'achshav, and it's also b'shemchumah d'chametz. B'shemchumah d'chametz. You're afraid there'll be a bit left tonight, so it's also to put yourself in a situation where you're at risk for bayrol bayamotzi. Very nice. Inami, back to chavdal. Mari afilu me'achshav. Rakat tonight hoya she'ema say she'yavi mos yachzirim lo. Whenever Mr. Jones brings in the money, take that back. Whenever Mr. Klein brings the money and gives the money to Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones gives the chametz back. So what's wrong with that? Uvitznai ze lo chal ha-mechira matana klal kemen shekol shor rashus b'yoda liftoso lukun chol shemishpid reish zayin sivov where it says that din. Wow. What kind of din is this? I looked it up. Anyone look up reish zayin sivov? Anyone look it up? No one look it up! Hang on what it says. It says over there, if I sell you something with the understanding that you can always buy it back at any minute, but give me back the money, not a sale at all. It's a loan. Well, it's a loan. Because what kind of sale is this? I sell you my Gemara for $10. Whenever you give me $10, you get the Gemara back. What kind of sale is that? It's always in your hands to get it back. It's like a loan. And it's a question of rivers. That's what it comes about. It comes to rivers shot over there. So it's not a sale. That's what he's referring to. Fine. Fine. Good. Let's go further. You can't make the tonight of the goy. Ani mocha l'cha achomets al manash atach zikena l'atzvacha. That's an interesting deal. If you want to sell the chametz, you got to sell it to me, to nobody else. Obviously, it's a very smart thing to do. But someone else is going to buy the chametz and left with all of his favorite Cheerios and schnapps and whoever else he wants to keep. Yeah. Can't do it. Why? The cave the little shon tnayu shiyaver akav yikren alam afir ti bot la mechira la mafreya v'nimta shlohaya chametz kodal akav me'ola. When the guy sells to somebody else, then the original sale is no sale, and then it ends up who owns the chametz all along? The Jew. V'chayshin and shamiyim kerenu, he'll sell to another guy. V'yavah yisrael v'yirah. It's a disaster. You can't register tonight. Suppose with me, everyone with me all the way. You make a condition. You make a sale on a condition. If the condition is broken, the sale is invalid, and the object belongs to whom? To whom? To the original owner. Who's the original owner over here? The original owner is the Jew. It's always dangerous to make such conditions. Someone in a completely different context, just to wake everybody up. Somebody told me they have a new thing they have on these, on some of these tapes, Jewish music tapes, things of this nature. They sell it to you on a condition. The condition is that if you will copy the tape, then the sale is null and void. So I say, okay, very good. First, just copy the tape. Go back to the store and give my money back. That's exactly what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. The original sale is null and void. Right. Avlam Avala. Hareini mocha lecha mechira gemur lechalutin. I sell you absolutely. But, uzuchus ze shiarti li bo. Shem tirtza lemocha lotin kerenu lechamad mechutz bimeni. It's a shiur. Shin yud vav resh. I'm holding on to something. Yes, Omin is a mud afilu the chatchil. Afilu of Yavro Akam Yimkolot, Yim Vimkor, Loti Bot la Mechir Bishnoze. Came and Lomer Bishon tonight. Bakshe Mechir Asa Akum, when he sells it, that to Yavro Taylor, because he preserved the right somehow or other, they shouldn't be sold to anybody else. By the way, it comes to the tapes. Some said that that's what's happening over here. When I write on the tape, you're not allowed to copy it. I'm making a shear. I'm selling you the tape, but I'm not a tonight. It's a shear. I'm preserving them. No one has the right to copy. It's a big question. What do you think of those? It's sure that they work, but that's, again, not for now. Does this work for sure? Not so partial. Look in the Shara Tzion and Samach Dalet. I'm not so sure it's true. Why? So me'achar she'shir li'atzmo schutz v'guf ha'chometz. Look in Choshen Mishpat Reish Mem Aleph B'smat Hazav. Who looked it up? No, look it up. I know what he's going to say. I looked it up. There he says as follows. If I make some kind of a shear, I sell you something, but I hold something for myself. What does that mean? That means I'm giving you part of it. V'hamoser havishalah nosein. The leftover is mine. Oh, mine means the Yisrael. So part of the chametz belongs to me, in effect. That's why he's not so sure the shear idea is a good idea, and he's not so happy about it. Adkan rabosai in this sif dal. Now we turn our attention to Siv Gimel Proper, which is, I feel so bad. Yesterday we had the Matriarch Yaakov to put the Kesef Mishnah on the board, and I forgot to even read it. Can the Matriarch do it a second time?
Yes.
Same Kesef Mishnah. I feel so bad. I'm so absent-minded. I asked the Talmud to put up something on the board. He's Matriarch. He presses buttons. And I just forgot completely to even read it with you. I feel so bad. Okay. But Siv Gimel is going to give us that introduction. Siv Gimel. Yes, sir.
So, before we were saying that, retroactively,
yep,
it would be
comments
again, so you
can
be over
Averas
retroactively.
Yes, you can. Absolutely, there's much worse Averas than Balayrokas retroactively. The whole discussion of the Ran and Gittin, we learn Gittin. I'll give a get, and I'll say it's an I, and I'll be butler retroactively. So she's going to go marry somebody else. Then the get will be butler retroactively. She was over in Eastern, it's a low sin up. It's much worse than Balayrok. I mean, I'm not belittling Balayrok. But there were some errors. You have to be careful not to put yourself in a situation where you can end up with a retroactive error. Yes, sir?
Wouldn't the retroactive error be a little different? Because it wasn't like the retroactive makes the comments mine. Because once again, if the comments retroactively became mine, then Pesach would have retroactively have made it not mine, the Asar Kosef Kilo Bershusa.
I like what you're saying very much. You know why I like it so much? What I'm about to say right now. He made such a good point. This is different than lo sinner, rachmanu l'sad. That's an objective avera no matter what. You know it, you don't know it, right? You're not sure this woman, you think this woman is really your wife, but not somebody else's wife. The whole sugya of the Sefer Shabbos, you have to bring a korban, besides the Bechalom Varaya, Shekeinera, all discussion. When it came to Vayirah, didn't we learn the very first Ran, the very first Aleph Amad Aleph? Aleph Amad Aleph? And didn't he say that you're only over Vayirah if you know about it? If you don't know about it, you're not over? Didn't we see that? Should not have an impact over here? But you say, Gaval the Gavarit. At the time, it wasn't mine. Then turned to retroactive, but I didn't know about it at the time. Shouldn't be a Vayirah. Let's see if that's really accepted by everybody and then under what conditions. Rabosai, let's take a look over here, if you don't mind. The Siv Gimel. Afilu enicho shogeg o onus. Who's the source? Dalet? Ramba. Ramba perikah, look at Dalet, it's the top of your screen. Rambam. Where'd he get it from? So now you have to look at the Magad Mishnah. He got it from a Gemara and a Flamet Aleph. What happened? I gave the Chometz to a Goy. Right? To a guy. And I didn't say Me'afsha. It's Usher. Even though I'm an honest. The Kesev Mishnah says not so. Let's take a look together. Kosav Rabbi Mag. Hey, it's a rabbi. Nilma bidin Yisrael shahir netzel chemso etzel nochi v'chule. Kloma. Karmin and Bey shim lo amalek kne Me'afsha. Oster achar ha-Pesach. Kloma flagina and Bey nemi hoya honest v'lo yochol lefroa l'nochi Lecha doya biyada lefro. What does that mean? I think we should see the Gemara. Because if you don't see the Gemara, this source, even though we advertised it yesterday, is going to be obscure. Take a look, please, in Aflam and Aleph. Aflam and Aleph. Aflam and Aleph. Hocha b'mayaskina, says the Gemara. What happened over here? The Mishnah, Lamed and Beis. Nochui shehilva es Yisrael al chemtzo achar ha-Pesach. Excuse me, Al Chemsa. Acher Pesach, Mutter Bahano. What happened over here? Rashi, Lamed and Beis. Mos, a goy lent the Jew money. Al Chemsa. What do you mean Al Chemsa? The Chemsa is a collateral. Kolam Pesach. The Olam Pesach. Mutter Bahano. Why? Kesher Hinu Etzel Bebeso. The Shoah Etzel Nachri Koyam Osa Pesach. Why? The Kaver, the Mot Zanibal of Pare. Right? I gave it to you. It's yours retroactively. Shine. Right? Balchol Kona Mashkin. It's a Mechurish Gemara of Lamed Aleph Bay. Famous Gemara. We're not going into the intricacies now of Balchol Kona Mashkin. Fine. That's only what? Only what, Rabosai? Rashi explained. What happened? He said what? Me'achshav. Hod lo me'achshav, hod lo me'achshav. But before Shigamon, I've landed on the base, but it's small bases. So if you don't say me'achshav, I gave it to the guy as a collateral, I'm over by Rabbi Motze. What can I do? I'm powerless to do anything about it. Why? All I can get the money, I can get the bread back if I pay out my debt. Ainly, I have no money. So I have no money, I can't pay back the debt, there's nothing to do about it. And I'm still, the chometz is osur achar pesach. You see, even though you're an onus, it's still, Rabbi Osai, there's going to be an Easter of Vayirah by Yamatzin. Even though I'm an onus. Fine? Even though I'm an onus. Says the Kesef Mishnah. Avo b'divri haran, that we saw yesterday at the end of the year, mashma, shelo over alav, lo b'dorais, lo b'dirabon. Remember that, Ron? If it's in your house, it's the rice. If it's someone's d'rabon, kagon sheshachecho. You forgot. V'yachar pesach mitzvah. Right? You were not over at all. That's not in the Ron. That's the Kesef Mishnah is adding. Mutter. Okay, I'll buy that. But I'm saying a different pshat now. If shachach, there was no b'ayirah. Here's my point. I keep screaming this point. No one's listening to me. If shachach is no b'ayirah. You don't even know about it. If you know about it and your hands are tied, there is Bayerah, be honest. Somehow or other, the Poskim are assuming that if I'm an honest, there's no Bayerah at all. I can't understand where that comes from. Hold on. Well, if he's there, Ahidi Yisrael, Shehirin, Chemto, Biyeshlo, Lifro, Ahi, Bedafka. I could have paid back, so I'm not an honest. Inami, Tafilu, Ebiyoda, Lifroa, Lo mikri onus, why not? You shouldn't have made kara, lo midaita. You should, you made a silly mistake. You shouldn't have borrowed the money and given him the bread as a collateral. Efshar says, Daran nami roar labro koma. Could it be Rabbi Magid? Maybe even that. Maybe even that. Sure. That's the quotation I wanted to read to you yesterday. I forgot. I'm so sorry. I wanted to read it to you yesterday. Rabosai, I have to tell you one thing. No one wants to agree with me. I'm very upset. If I forgot, I don't know about it. If I'm honest, I do know about it. Does anybody say like me? Does anybody say this distinction? The best I could do is Rabbeinu Manoach. I'm not sure Rabbeinu Manoach exists online. Why not? So Frank went online. Okay. Sorry.
Only for a few of the time.
Okay, I'll read you Rabbeinu Manoach. I'm sorry I can't show it you on the screen. Rabbeinu Manoach, Rabbi Ozai, in Perek Aleph Halacha Dal, is the following statement.
It's on Hebrew books.
Hebrew books?
Okay.
Frank?
No, they just throw in Manoach.
Well, it's called the Sefer HaManucha, they said.
Yeah.
The Rabbah. Amir Rabbeinu Manoach. Quotes the Rambam that we saw. Yeah. Rabbi Manoach?
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. So look at Perek Aleph. Krishna Bros. With Rabbi Horowitz from our own yeshiva. Keep going.
No.
Okay.
Who's Chametz Matzah?
There you go. Chametz Matzah.
Very long.
No, this is some Achron put out his own sources on the bottom. That put off only on top. That's the way to buy. If you ever want to put out a sefer, don't put your own sefer. No one's going to buy it. Put Rabbeinu Manoach on top a few lines, and write all your chiddushim on the bottom, and sell it as Rabbeinu Manoach. I think that's grounds for a dinter. Okay, that's so next. Okay. Hamari v'shlobitel, the case over here that alda is lobitel. Inami v'bitel mitzvah d'ra pesach v'ikvo etzlo. There.
No.
There.
Yeah.
The igloy milsa the de bitlo v'tzno to soya v'nivtzah she'ein bitulo bitel v'orva olam shabai rov bayamotze. Avlim lo mitzvah el achar amoed. Vayamutter, is my board. Tolo over all the emissions by Rabbi Yamotze came. That's the Ran and Afalev. Right? He doesn't know about it. Eagle Unibichamash all Yisrael Shavala Pesach Hamashkin. Shu Osir Afilibano, Mishum Knosso. Hold the over all the Yisrael. The kids are Nimrits, what do you see from this Rabbeinu Manoach? If you don't know about it, you're not over at all. If you know about it, you're an honest, and he has all Dion. That's my, I'm a Rabbeinu Manoach, man. But no one else seems to agree with me. I see a cold Kori by Midbar. A cold Kori by Midbar. It's fascinating that, you know, take a look, for example, we all have Mishnah Brewer, don't we? Mishnah Brewer tests. Look, he's against me. Oh, onus, wrote to Loma, she yoda, ella shahoya onus, shloyoch lebaro, the apple piece of Brazil lo over by Iran. No, you were over, Rabbeinu Manoach says. You were over, be honest. All right, you get a punishment, you don't get a punishment. Not so simple. Rabbi Ozai, there's a famous machlokes by Misasek even, has to do with Bali Rob again. The Mekor Chaim about that. It's an introduction. We argue this with the Rebbe Kivegi. It's Misasek and Aveir. So there, the Kivega said that yes, and Mechor Chaim says no. Even if it's Oveir by Bali Roy, it's only because Rabbi Osai, it's a Shev Al Tassim. It's a world famous fight, which happens to be in the Mechor Chaim in the beginning of the introduction to Tuf Lamed Aleph. We'll have to take a look a little bit later on. Anyway, that's my Nakuda. So there, also assuming that you're not, if you're honest, you're not over by Roy by Mati at all. I want to say you're over, be honest. Contrast it with a case of you didn't know, we're not over at all. But the Rana Nafala from it out. That's what I would have said, although so far nobody, Rabbeinu Manoch, implies that, but no one else seems to be saying it, Befesh. Now, Rabbi Osai, why is it Asa? So the Rambam said, why it's Asa? Why? Why is it Asa? He tells you why. Because you're afraid, what? Of some kind of a harama, right? Because Kansina Heterot Yisura. The Sharina Le Asa Le Shur Le Chathila Vavrole. It's a kind of a, you don't trust the guy really. That's what it boils down to. The Yitzhak Bonus is, that being the case, what if it's a clear case, without any doubt whatsoever, Shabbat Olam, that there's no Aram? It's an honest to goodness fellow, and it just says there was no, he had no choice, no nothing. So the Prima Garden talks about that. Here in Tuf Memches, Tuf Memches, the Prima Garden. Should we find the case where it's so obvious in the circumstances that it's beyond his control, then we should say that even though he was over by a rov ones, it's mutter? So again, we are in Sif Gimel. Shogeg or ones. So the Prima Garden writes as follows. Going to find the right place over here. I believe over here it is in Eishel Avrom, Sif Katan, Gimel. I think that's where it is. Hold on a second, please. I thought it was here. Remember, it has to do with Ari Yerushalmi. The Rishalmi is the source for answering it because Mishum Harama. It's right in the rush, the next line. Someone's mafkir it, it's bitl. We're going to ask it post facto. Oh, there it is. Rishalmi perik beis the psachim sifhei. Chayasha, that's sifhei. Rabosa, sifhei is right in front of you. What does it say in sifhei? Look again at sifhei, it's right there. Tuf mem ches sifhei. We've been there 10 times already. What does it say in sifhei? Why? Chashin el Aharon. It's Yerushalmi. I'll say if Karta, we didn't really mean it. Says the Holy Prima Godim over here at the end of Sivkot and Gimel. That's stop kacha. Mashenkein ba'ones hayodua v'yesh lo kol v'lo shchicha k'ahu maise shuva b'toras ha'shlamim simen vav v'yechad shayot tofus, he was in jail. But Siva Limkar Chametz, he appointed the rabbi to sell the Chametz. But Sava Koyim Epezel Shem Bechara, he assumed the Chametz was sold. See, they look, and the guy goofed. The guy who he appointed forgot to tell the rabbi to sell the Chametz. So the rabbi, someone went wrong. That's obvious. It wasn't his fault at all. Completely wasn't his fault. Suggests the Prima Godim over here in Sima Tov Memches, Eshel Avram, the end of Sivkaton Gimel. Now the expression over here of the Prima Godim comparing the two cases is somewhat difficult. Why? Because in one case, the case of the Rabosai, of the Yerushalmi, you were not over by Rabbi Amatze. You did Bittul. Here, presumably, you were over by Rabbi Amatze. What's the answer? No, you weren't. Even if you're an honest, you're not over. You're an honest, you're not over. That's what the Prima Godim is assuming. If you're an honest, you're not over by your matzah, like as the Magen Mishnah seems to assume. Shine. Fine. We mentioned before, let me read one more line of Prima Godim at the very, very end of Gimel. But the Kamet Tzadivah, we were discussing yesterday. Gozal Chomet Yorbal Vapesa, Meshachal Afanecha, means the Chomet is En Nesar. Aye, the Nigzal is a complete honest. No, he says. Ha Chomet Kino Ha Gazlan, Vishalohu, Vasa Duchulayam. So I told you yesterday, I didn't like this expression. What do you mean, Kano Agaz? That's not true. It still belongs to the Nigzal, Shalom of the Nigzal, it's Bishusa of the Gaza. He should say the Gaza has Achrayas, and that's why it's Bayerol by Yamatzim. Why is it Shalom? If you can answer this, I'd be preached it. I don't know Pshat. The word Shalom Kno, Agaza, Mishalo, I don't know where that comes from. That's the Prima Gadam Befurish, and again, the Tav Memchez Eshel Avram, at the end of Sifkaton Gimel. If you have a chance to look it up, look it up. Okay. Fine. We mentioned already yesterday that the riot can be refuted because the Gazlan is calling himself, but the Gazlan, he has a chrayas, and he's over. Right? The Nigel certainly is not over. That's what Maram Chalava says. Gets an impression from the Magad Mishnah once again that they said, oh no, you're not over at all. I keep going through the same discussion of the Mishnah Berurah. Fine. Now I have the following question. I've also had the following question. I want to talk a little about Chumash, but I want to just finish this one question and then we'll discuss, I'm taking the coming attraction for Sunday. Sunday, we're going to talk about two words. Two words. We'll get past those two words on Sunday. I think we're going slowly here. The two words are in Simen Tav Memches, Siv Gimel, V'machara O'Nesana L'En Yehudi, Shemichutz Labayis. Those are the two words. Where those two words come from? What do they mean? Why is it so? That was other two long words. Shemichutz Labayis, there is a discussion in Mishnah Berurah about it. Here in Sifkaton Yud Beis. Okay, that is an important discussion which we will be getting to with Hashem on Sunday, Mesiyat of Ishmael. So therefore, this is a serious matter. It goes back to Simen Tov Mem, and goes to Simen Tov Nun. All kinds of other simon get involved over here. This idea of why it is so, and what you do about it if you can't really get all the chametz out. Do you sell the room? Do you rent the room? That's what we have to talk sensibly later on Sunday. Okay? It's going to be a coming attraction. But for the moment, we're in the Bir Halacha over here, Afilu. Okay? Everyone see Afilu? Afilu v'nichol shogeg o'onos. I am Mishnah Berurah. Ha-mechaber sasa, mechaber says nothing, v'lo pirish imayir v'shamachmas shogeg o'onos lo bier v'gam lo bitel, v'mishamach yosa. Aval in bitel, afal shlo bodak machmas ones mutter, kaven shal kalponim kiem iker adin bedaraisa. Oh no! Afilu bitel, vinicho melevar machmas ones, nami osa. Venechluku bezachronim, ayin lekamon sifhei leinyan bitel. Let's take a look. What it wears sifhei. Obviously, make a reference to something in sifhei. Take a look at Rabosai in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Chafhei, a critical dispute, Rabosai. Please turn, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Chafhei. This is critical. Shulchan Aruch writes in Sifhei, we said it for the fifth time, Chomet Shev Nimtzeh B'Veis Yisrael, Achar HaPesach, Os Ahavi Shev Bidlo. That's Mishnah Berurah Chafhei. Ha'wef Kiva, Yisrael Fila Ba'ano, Afal Gavdol Shev Bidlo Yenov Ba'yiro, Mikol Mekol Chashu Achar Chomet. Shenatirok shebitlo yeshlocha sheniach cholam chemtzav achar pesach v'yom yefkiro kolam pesach and shenatalo. That's the rush. They'll say efkarte, but didn't really mean it. V'da. Kama achronim kosu. Da'afilu bodak gamkein k'minogenu v'nimtzav chometz achar pesach gamkein osibano. Look at that. He did everything right. He did bedin. He did bishul. But his tale of woe after pesach they found chometz. It's asr. Lo chilka b'davar. That's one opinion which is quoted over here in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Chaf Hey. Who said so? Samaches. Who said so? Pre-chadosh. It's a pre-chadosh? Okay. It's a pre-chadosh. Where did pre-chadosh get it from? You can't make it up on your own. Where did you get it from? Two sources. But the two sources are only what we call mistama. I want you to open up to the two sources, and you'll see yourself that these riots are less than conclusive. The first source, Rabbi Osai, is Lamed Amad Aleph. Open up, please. Lamed Amad Aleph. Please, take a look. You've been there. How about that? Lamed Amad Aleph. Top of the dot. Amar Rabba Hilchasa Chometz Bismano. Which means after Pesach, Frek the Pri Chodosh, Otto Bereshia Skina. The guy's not a good Jew. Every good Jew does two things before Pesach. Habodek, Tzarech Shiyavato. See, Abba did a Bedika. Abba did a Bittel. And then and he finds some Chametz which is mixed in. So it's going to be also after Pesach. That's his right. Mistama the Gemara. I want to read it to you. It's the Prichadash over here in Sipei. What's this? Let me get the right. Rabba Mistama Mari Bechomet Shinim Tzacha B'dik Bittel. Good Jew. Okay, raya number one. Another raya from a sugya later on. What's a sugya later on? About a second, what a second raya. A second raya. Chanus. What's Chanus? What's Chanus? Where Chanus? Who Chanus? Take a look at our bosa in the Gemara on the Flam and Aleph Amid Beis. The Brisa. Before the Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan. Chanus shall you with small gimbalists. Chanus shall Yisrael, Umalai shall Yisrael, Upaul, Enochim, Nilchnos, Misham, Chomet, Shinim, Tisham, Abra, Pesach, Osir, Bano. Rashi, Osir, Bano. Lo Talina, Lo Bepaulin, Ela, Min, Shal, Malai, Hoya, Misham, Yisrael. Said the Bichonish, Mistami, the Bidik, a bit. So I saw others say, what kind of Mistami, what are you talking about, Mistami, the Bidik? What are you saying? Mistami, the Bidik, a bit. The base mayor said, obviously, he didn't do Bedika, but he didn't do Bedika. So Rashi says, he didn't do Bedika. He doesn't go for the Mistama story. So we can reject the Mistama. As a matter of fact, take a look at both in the Mishnah Berurah, Simit Tuf Mem Tes, Sifkot and Gimel. Tuf Mem Tes, Sifkot and Gimel, where the story of the Chanus is found. Chanus Yisrael, and Malaysia Yisrael, and Paul, and Nachim, and Chanus Shem, and Yehudim, Chomet Shetach HaPesach, Osir Ba'anoah. Gimel, because we assume it comes from the what? From the Polin. Excuse me, from the Chanus, not from the Polin. Why? It's Kavua, it's Todir, it came from there. What does he say? Shanisha Shem Chomet Shalom Shalomata Be'ez HaBedika. Oh, get an impression there, but he did a Bedika. He did a Bedika, he did a Bittul, he did all the good things. And Afa Pikain, the Chomet is found, right? And it's going to be Asavana. So there you go. Even though he did all the good things, it's also Bana. It's a Mefurisha Mishnah Berurah. Okay. The Chok Yaakov is Mekel. This is found earlier in the Sharatzi in the previous Simon, or both sides. Sivkotin Chav Ches. Okay. Both of Aram Chalva. Okay. Who's Mekel? Back to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotin Chav Ches, where we came from. But some say no. Yesh min Akronim Shemekilim Bibada Gubitla Vinitzach Akach. The Mahabal and Mehmet, Rasa Shalkol Kadin, he's a good Jew. Dana Kopana Bahano, and that's it. Yeah, Rasa Bahira Bahano. We will call him Heston Meruba, Yesh Tisma Aleyan. Who are these Aleyan? Son of Tess, Chok Yaakov. It's printed in every standard Shulchan Aruch, it's there. Chok Yaakov is printed in your Shulchan Aruch. Just go look it up. It's the Chok Yaakov, it's a Kotten Chof. The case over there, Abosai, is the case of Bodak. Not a case where he sold it. But Lechorah, it's the same thing. If you don't know about it, right? It's the equivalent of Badak. Badak below Matzah. So the Gemara of Lam and Lamal, presumably it was low Bittel, or low Badak. So he's making Behevsin Meruba, Rabosai. Behevsin Meruba. That's what you saw. Behevsin Meruba. Fine. It's interesting. This, what case are we talking about over here? This case is a case of what? This is Sifhei. What do you do over here? Bittel. There was a Bedika, and there was a Bittel. He did both. The some of them made. Now go back to the Melacha we started with, Rabbi saying, Siv Gimel. I feel it. Rabbi, this is all a digression. It was all a Maramokum of the Bialacha. Look at Siv Hei. Then now I'll go back to our case. The Ladaz HaMachmirim Shom. I'm in the Bialacha. I feel it about the sixth line. The Ladaz HaMachmirim Shom. Bibodagu Bittel Matarach HaPesach. Kol Shkenacha. Shalom Bodakla. Absolutely honest, how's that? In other words, no Bedika Ba'ones, Rabbi Osai, no better than a real Bedika. Right? Achadasa Matirim Shom. Bibodak Ubitel. Yeshlomar, Duad Din Hacha. Absalom Bodak. Mikomagom came and she honest was there. Logora mi Bodak Ubitel Matara Pesach. And he calls Shuvah's Torah of Shlomim, which is written by the Chok Yaakov. Ube Eliyahu Rabba. Look at Bekiva Eger. ולדינא כבר כסד בספי, לסמך המקילה בענו במקום הפסד מרובו. הוא הדין, הוכה. Okay? So he wants to be מקל במקום הפסד מרובו here as well. Here as well. The truth is, there's another case. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, the following case. Fascinating case. Fascinating case. Here in Sivkotin. Sivkotin Chaf Hei, where we came from. Rabbi said a boat. We shouldn't miss the boat here. Rabbi said, look over here, let's throw the boat. Mishahoya Besvina, over Derech, the Yeshi Tel Chavetz. I'm in the middle of the Shabruah Chaf Hei, the second part. Be'enimo Nachri. Shulim, there's not a single guy on board. No guy is on board. Me, my Chavetz, and I, and other Jews. The Omar Vivkiro Vifnei Eidim. I say it from the two Adam, I hear by a mafka my chomets. And you, chalach hakach ha-pesach, lichas lo-leh honos v'menu, nechot ko-achron and bedover. V'ruba mitzadadim li-yisr. It's a whole litany, nine bays, a whole bunch of ten different achronim who say it's asr. They call it ten who say it's mutter. What are they fighting about? Everyone has protim and stodim, it is a whole, I have a long sharatzi and nine bays. Numi komagom, behesed meruba, יש לסמוך ולהת השם קרנו ליעקום או יחליפנו בדבר אחר. It's not make it, you should actually use it yourself, but you can sell it or barter it for something else. Why is this worse? In the previous case, it was a little bit more make it. You know why? Should have thrown her overboard. Should have thrown the chavos overboard. Look at the next case, we'll see soon. The mehoye b'derech. Why? He did the right thing. If he's on a boat, throw it overboard. You're not on a boat. You're 100 miles away. You can't get back on time. You did exactly the right thing. You know, this reminds me of Rabbi Moshe, who has good memory. This reminds me of the Stipler Simon Beis. You want to include what that says there? The Stipler Simon Beis says they can be according to some post, there's no bitl and chometz yodua. He has three kashas. There are three cases where there is bitul chametz yedua. What's the tzad hashavah shebehem? You're not there. You're going to do the bris milah. Remember those cases? It's kikah v'shmei kori. You can't reach it. So when it's impossible for you to put into a fire, throw into the ocean, so we have no reason to assume that the bitul is insincere. But whenever you have an option to throw it out and you do bitul or hefker, then we have to worry maybe it really is insincere. That's what the disciple says. That's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here. It's a Kot M'chav Hei. A Meridik Yisov. What will happen if it's under a pile? It's under a Mapolis. I can't get it. Or I forgot about it. The Meiri discusses both cases, Rebbe Osai, in Daf Chav Ches. Both cases are found in the Meiri on Daf Chav Ches. I'll read you the both cases. Was an actual real life case. A real life case that the Meiri describes. Hardest part of finding the Meiri.
Who's Meiri?
I mean, I can't find the safe Meiri in the altar. That's the hardest thing.
There's an order,
yeah? Oh, he was very late. The last week. Wow. Why is the Miri so late? Oh, Chidush HaMiri. Thank you. The very end. Chidush HaMiri. So on Daf Chaf Ches, Amon Alf. I read you the following Miri. Mikana skimu chachmilu nil. She bitlu betchila. Hovelo overlo mutter. Mir bano. Kosh ain shamaram. Fixavual ye maise viechat she shokach kikarech. He forgot. Venim to the achara pesa. Vitiru lo bano. Why? Akash it is barlahem. Shalohoya sham shum arama. The kavano else. That's the chachmilu nil. Lidati, I the Meiri say no. Asur, hol mikol makom yesh makom isu bayra ilu lo bitel. She mikol makom yesh tzad pshia lo, pshia shechach avol lo biara. But filu lo ayasham pshia kon ones mikol makom en a kavana el a kol chomet shu roy lavrolov ulahoti chomet shel nachri hakol shu roy lavrolov afa pish lo overolov asur. Gone hipkir as chemsa below Zachabo Acheshu also lacher pesa. Elam Cain, Nofal, Olov, Mapoles, if Kiru. Shane Pitbook, Behep Gazer, Sheba Shumaroma. Even the Meiri gives in. It's under a Mapoles. Under a Mapoles. So it's you're not required to do anything. Mapoles, a Gemara in the first parak. Nofal, Olov, Mapoles. There's no chiev to do a bedik and a beer. Happens in my house every year. I'm not sure about any more. When my kids were young, I had one assignment in the kitchen. One. I used to make the kids noodles on Friday afternoon when they came home from the machine. That was my job. I happened to see her out of the house. She was busy. That was my job. Okay, she taught me how to make noodles. It's about as far as I go in the kitchen. She said, you know, very simple. Take a pot, put it in water, that I can do. Heat it up for 10 minutes, okay. And then take a bag of noodles, just put it in the... And then wait 10 minutes, put on a timer, it goes off, ding, 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 take it off. What can go wrong? She should say, you know, it's better off, put it on the back burner, because the front burner is too hot, the kids get here, go. Back burner. They just take the noodles and try to, you know, like a basketball, have to get it in. Slam dunk, right? How can you miss? A slam dunk. I'm slam dunking the noodles into the pot, right? They say sometimes even miss slam dunks. I mean, I got most of them in. But if I once saw the noodle go flying out to the back of the oven. Oh no. Behind the oven. Erev Pesach, what do you do? So I paskin, even though we know there are noodles there, it's nafal olam mapolis. We never move that oven. Ever. No, that's broken, Chalila. I mean, we don't move the oven. And therefore I said there's no need to go move the oven in Erev Pesach. Fine. What if I don't want to eat those noodles? Rahman al-Tzan. There was a famine. I want to eat those dirty noodles 3 months later after Pesach. It says in Miri Tzmutu. Kedasi Kedin. I do what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Nafal of Apollos, I just have to be Mevatel Balibo. No Aruch over there. They even the Miri's mode. Even the Miri's mode. What's wrong with Miri's? I want to tell you another Miri, which is, goes back to the topic we spoke about a couple of weeks ago. And this relates again to what we spoke about yesterday. Do you fulfill Tashbisu by selling your chametz? We spoke about Arichus Gedola. The Meiri says, yes. The Meiri says back on the Chaf Aleph, where the Gemara says in the Gemara, Umochel Anachri, says the Holy Meiri, can I read it to you? Don't think that the Chomet has to be disappeared Legami before Pesach. No. Shlonet Stavino Elalash Piso Shloyehe Shalonu Umeata Mochel Anachri. It says, right, and even if it's going to be around, and you'll fulfill thereby, presumably, the mitzvah of Tashbisu. That's what it sounds like. That sounds very clear. That if you, let's say, Tashbisu legami, you sell it, Tashbisu mi batechem. And we had, there's also a, another one of the first ones over here. This is exactly the same thing. Find the right, find them, hold on. Give me a minute. We'll look at the list. Harimi Lunil. Find him somewhere. Harimi Lunil. Where's he? I can't find. Harimi Lunil. Not going to find any things. But you'll look it up. It's here in the comments. Harimi Lunil. On the same daf and Chaf Aleph, it says Mochel and Achri. It's exactly the same thing. I can't find it. don't follow the same order here. That's terrible. There's an order on the Shabla. After Tamidia Rajva goes the new order. Skipped all these people in the middle. They're not following the right order. It's somewhere there. I looked it up before. It's the same thing. Just keep it in mind for our past discussions and future discussions. Okay, Rabosa. Just two more things I want to talk a little about the parasha. Take a look at Rabosa again in the Mishnah Berurah of Sifkot and Tess. Don't give up hope. Don't give up hope. Mishnah Berurah writes in Tav Mem Ches, Sifkot and Tess. Towards the end. Ubebeis meir mitzadeh lahater b'achila mitam achim. What happened? A wild case. It's a shayla of the Beis Hillel. A Jew had grain is not chametz. Cholamay Pesach, Shvi'i Shel Pesach, the goy took the grain, unbeknownst to the Jew, made flour, and baked bread. And he brought it to the Jew after Pesach. So he suggests, it should be mutter. It's not the Jew's fault at all. He had no idea what's going on. The base mayor mitzad of the hatte b'achilim itam acher. Af al pkav shte posak am b'chaber b'debein b'shoga b'em b'yones. Lav kol on sim shavin. Uva ones kaze. Lo hoyo yochol klal asuke itaite sheyefa akam mikim chachomis. I can't dream of it. B'vare lo kansu chachomim. Ayin shom. Surely they would not make a knas in this kind of a case, says the base mayor in Sifkot and Tess. So if you appoint the rabbi to sell the chametz and he doesn't, in the case we have, I read it to you before, from where? Where did I read it to you before? The guy was in jail, tefisa, where? That's the Mishnah Berurah, someone, no? Maybe I read it from somewhere. And he appointed someone to sell the chametz and he didn't do it. That's an extreme onus. So in that kind of a case, presumably it's mutter after Pesach. Interestingly, the base mayor didn't say my word. Whether you know about it or don't know about it. I don't know why no one makes my distinction. You don't know. Even the guy, for example, he just doesn't know he owns it. That should be more cow. If you know you own it, you just can't do anything about it. I rest my case. I don't want to belabor the point. I still think it's an important distinction, even though the poskim, generally speaking, don't seem to subscribe to it. Okay, Rabbi Osai, let us talk a little bit about the parashas that we're learning now. Of Oseinu HaKadoshim. We find this week's parasha very strange. I don't want the parasha to talk about Yaakov, he's pulling shtick. Shtick, I mean, that's called a spade, a shtick. What's he doing over here with, can I do this? He has these maklos and all kinds of funny things to be able to make sure that he gets so much sheep. This is Yaakov Avinu, Emes the Yaakov. Emes! I mean, it's Emes. He has to go pull shtick. And what happened last week's parasha? What did Yaakov have to do? What did he do? Write the shtick. No? Yeah, Anochi, come on. Anochi, Eisa Bechorah. A Balkori reads that way, I don't like that. The Balkori, they don't Rashi, they want to read it that way. That's not the way to read it. So who's your Balkori? What's the trump? Is it a mastic or is it? Yeah, it's a pasta.
It's a minute, so.
Not really a mafsik.
It's a medium level
mafsik. Medium level. Those who stop for 5 minutes, you know, here's the Bechorecha, because they know Chumash and Rashi. Let's go. Here. It's a pasta, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anochi Esau Bechorecha.
I mean, I don't think the Banasar had that in mind when assigning that trope sign.
Rush
in mind. I mean, it's a natural trope that
it
would be anyway.
Okay, but I'm saying it's not. You only wait so long. The kitzur, how can it be? So let me give you a general yisod based on the sefer Emes Yaakov and last week's parsha, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and I want to add a few things. He says the yisod, which I already had heard from, I think that could be Rav Dessler has it, others have it, that a nisayon, Rav Osai, is going against your own nature. If you think about the ten, Asara Nisyonis Nisanta Rav Avinu, Rav Bekula. What were the ten? What were the ten Nisyonis of Rav Osai? Who knows what the ten Nisyonis of Rav Avinu were? You have to look at Pirkei Avos and see what were those ten Nisyonis? There's no unanimity on what the ten Nisyonis were. Absolutely not. We're not sure who the first one was, or the last one was. They're fighting about this probably since the time of Avraham Avinu. A long time, they're fighting what exactly were the ten descendants of Avraham Avinu. What were they? Okay, let's take a look. Oh, well, Pirkei Avos. Asara Nisyonos Perek Hay and Perek Yavas Halach Mishnah Gimel Nisnasa Rav Avinu Omer Bekula Both the ten. Right. Look at the small print. Both the ten Nisyonos of Rav Avinu. So I'm giving you the Ramba Lechacha Me'artzacha. Then the Rav. And then he took Asara. Then he had the four malach. Then he had to take Hogan. Then the bris milah. Then the melech grapho. Then he had to kick out Hogan. Then kick out Yishmael. And then the Agave. That's the Rambam. Not everyone agrees around. There are those who have different counts of what the ten were. Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. First one, Nimrod wanted to kill him, and he hid him for 13 years, solitary confinement. Then he threw him to Rav Kasta. These things are not found in the Rambam's count. Then he called another one they found over here that they Lot was taken. Then Brit Ben Absarim is going to have problems. His kids are going to have problems. Others have different counts. Whatever it is. If you think about all these nisyonos, every one of them, in one way or another, goes against Avraham Avinu's Midah of Chesed. Every one. The first one, he had to be in solitary confinement. Rabbi said, there's some people like it. I love it. What could be better? Antisocial people. What could be better? I get three meals. You know, I'm in jail. It's convulsive. What could be better? But Avraham Avinu was an Ish Chesed. He wanted to influence the world. Lech Lecha. He wanted to be good to his parents. Out. Right? And then just to give a few, I can't go into all the details. He had to fight a war. They go to war. Remember, some people love wars. It was Ish Chesed. He hated war. For him, it was a big nisayon to go to war. Right? And then he had to do a bris milah, which the Mefarshim explained. He would take away his ability to do Chesed because they would think he's some kind of a white ring fanatic, a barbarian. He wanted to hide it. Mamre said, don't hide it. That's part of the Atas Mamre. And then throw out his own son. Terrible. Down the line, of course, the Akeda. All the Nisyonis were against Midas Haches. That's what the Nisyon is. The Melech is Rabbi Yaakov. That's why Yaakov Avinu's Nisyonis were against his Midas of Emes. The Emes of Yaakov Chesed Avram. All the Nisyonis of Avram were against the Midas of Chesed. All the Nisyonis of Yaakov were against the Midas of Emes. He had to shtick with Esav. With Yitzchak, shtick with Lavan. Unless you think, how is it possible to do that? So Yaakov explains the psukim. It says in Novar Titovar in Ikesh Titapo. Right. So if you deal with a straight guy, you gotta be straight. If with a crook, you gotta be a little bit crooked. So he had no choice but to do it. But it was an Yisrael for him. The question which remains this next few minutes to discuss: what was in the sign of Yitzchak of you? Is so little in Chumash by Yitzchak that it's almost impossible to discuss what his nisayon was. You'll say, was it nothing about Yitzchak because Yitzchak was a nobody? Chas v'sholem. Rabbi Yaakov explains in that same in MS Yaakov in last week's parasha, Yitzchak long range, long term, his contribution to Klal Yisrael was equal to that of Avraham and Yaakov. The mysterious nefesh that has kept us alive, that we haven't disappeared and assimilated. The Akedah comes from Yitzchak. And we know that our ancestors were willing to give up their lives so many times at crunch time. So many times. If not for Yitzchak, Chalila v'chas, we wouldn't be here at all. So you can't minimize his contribution long term. In his lifetime, he had a different lifestyle. Rebbe was the biggest, forget the expression, social butterfly. He was telling everybody, you know, about God, and, you know, he was a big Kiruv man, you know. And Yaakov, of course, had a big family, and he was dealing with the whole world also. Yitzchak was more to himself. What was Yitzchak's midah? It wasn't chesed. It wasn't emes. What was it? Gevura. Or pachad Yitzchak, right? Pachad Yitzchak. That's what we read in this week's parsha. Right? We read the expression pachad Yitzchak. This is something which is a phrase. Luli elkeav, ovi elkeav, pachad Yitzchak. Yaakov calls pachad. Gevura. Tzimtzum. This was Yitzchak. He was being kept to himself. Okay? So you don't read too much about him in last week's parsha. Almost nothing. What was his nisayon? How do you overcome the nisayon of Gevura? Being a sadin. Right? How do you do it? So Rav Yaakov asks that question, and he gives an incredible answer. It's a mind-boggling answer. He said, you know, in his lifetime, he never overcame it. He never had a nisayon like that. Only after his p'tira. Many, many years later. Says the Gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to the oven and said, Bonecha chatu. You know what's Gemara? Banecha chatu. What did Abraham even say? Yimochu al kedusha shemech. Sin? Goodbye. Yaakov said, Yimochu al kedusha shemech. What did Yitzchak even say? Paradoxically, he is Yitzchak is the one who's the Bira Sadin. What did he say? Banai hang below Banecha. Banecha chatu. What? They're my kids. They're not your kids, Rabbi Shlomo. We'll make a deal. What was the deal? Oh, make a deal. I'm just like a handle on the Lower East Side somewhere. Palgolayu, palgaloch. We'll make a deal, we'll split it halfway, and then we'll do it again. And all kinds of deals. He's the ultimate defender of Klai Yisrael. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, that's where he overcame his historian of Guru. Very interesting and creative, but not in his lifetime. Not in his lifetime. How could that be? So many years ago, I had the following suggestion. What happened? What exactly happened? And the Lukum told us almost nothing happened. What happened? All you have with respect to Yitzchak is a couple of stories. You know, you have Avimelech. You know the whole story with Avimelech there. And then you have the wells. And they're filing with the wells. And what do they keep doing? V'yachru v'yacheres. V'yachru v'yacheres. What are they doing, Yitzchak? Whenever they start up with him, he goes away, goes to the next well. You know, for some people, that's their personality. Yeah. Right. Go to the next well. Yitzchak Avinu. Midas HaGevura. Midas HaGevura. Midas HaGevura means you fight. Rav Dessler writes that Avraham had Midas HaChesed and Yishmael corrupted and perverted. Chesed who? What's Chesed who in Parsha and Sefer Vayikra? What is it? Gilui Arayos. Gilui Arayos is a corruption of chesed. Chesed means you're friend with everybody. You're friend with your sister, right? Yeah, but it's a limit. No limit. You're friend with your sister. Achmad al-Tzad. It's called chesed. It's Yisakaris. So Yishmael perverted the chesed. Esav took Yitzchak's mitzvah of Gur and he perverted it. Kim Ratzeach. He killed innocent people. But his father Yitzchak, Midas HaGevura, what would that take him? He shouldn't kill innocent people. He should kill guilty people. Someone saw somebody wants to take away his well, which is legally his, should fight back. The fact that he didn't fight back, he walked away to the next well. That was Marsha, how Yitzchak overcame the Mida of Gevura in him, and he passed in his son. That was Marsha from many, many years ago. And this year was Nischashmi Anupsha. Anupsha. What's the idea of Pachad Yitzchak? The first time that we have any remez at all. So this you saw, Rabosai, is in 2 weeks ago's Pasha. What happens? Batisa Rivka Senea. Bateres Yitzchak Batipo Me'al Hagomo. She falls off a camel. Why? 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 She saw this Yitzchak. He was, Chazal say, an awe-inspiring figure. The Netziv writes here that she was scared of Yitzchak, she was scared of her husband. Not the way it really should be. At least from our perspective. He says, Sarah wasn't scared of Avraham Avinu, she told him off. And the Baruch Hashem passed him like Sarah. Rachel, this week's Pasha, told Yaakov Avinu off. Right? Rivka never said anything to Yitzchak. When she wanted the brachas for Yaakov, she didn't tell Yitzchak, Yitzchak, let's get, she just went around him. She was afraid of him. She was a pachad. And Yitzchak had his shittas. What was Yitzchak's shita? How can you give a bracha to Esau? So we explained, and Mepharshim will explain. He never wanted to give the brachas of Birchas Avram to Esau. He knew who Esau was. He wanted to give him the Talah Shemai Mishmani Arts. What did he want to do? You know what he wanted to do? It was one generation too early. He wanted to make Yaakov into the Yisachar and Esau into the Zvul. Not bad. Rabbi Osai, Yitzchak Avinu, you can't say he was wrong. His plan was an ideal plan. Yaakov could learn Yom HaValayla and the Esau should be the Zvul. It's a fantastic plan. But, you know, as it often is with someone who's, you know, principled, and then he didn't have 2 feet on the ground. Rivka knew what was going on. She knew that it's not going to work. It's not gonna, you can't trust the Esavs in this world. Yaakov had to be independent. He had to get the Birchas Talah Shemayim and Shemayim Arutz also. So he pulled the whole shtick to get the runner make circles, run circles around Yitzchak Avinu. Fine. If you're Yitzchak, you're a man of principle and unyielding principles, you don't give in, what would you do if you found out that you were duped? As Yitzchak found out with the Esau's passion. You get the bracha of Talah Shemayim, which he thinks is reserved for Esau, and it turns out he gives it to Yaakov. Esau comes and complains, tells him the whole story. Yitzchak figures out that Rivka's running circles around him. Okay, you can hardly see, v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. If I'd be Yitzchak, Minas HaGvura, I'd say, I get up and bang the table and say, I hereby retract the brachas I gave to Yaakov. This is not my shita, that's my wife's shita, and I stick to my own shita, and I retract the brachas. But what did Yitzchak say when he said three other words? Gam Baruchia. That's when he overcame his need. That was an aside. He saw he was duped. And Midas HaGevurah would say, retract the brachas. And you know what? Maybe my wife is right after all. If someone does Midas HaGevurah, it's very hard. That's my new pshat. My first old pshat was, Rabbi Yaakov pshat, he did it posthumously. Okay. My old pshat was, he did it when he said, didn't fight about the wells, we moved on. And my new pshat is, he didn't fight about his principle about the sons, he also moved on. Okay, Rivka, have it your way. That's different than a person with a Gevurah would normally do. We're both going to give a brief description of the various missions of the Ovis, starting from Avraham into the district's parasha of Yaakov, who had to pull shtick against Lavan, and the last thing he pulled shtick against Esav, against Midas HaEmes. Avraham's missions were against Midas HaChesed, and Yitzchak Avinu was against Midas HaGevurah. How so? So we had three different shots. Good shots. Oh, you want to have Menachah?